This is the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com. You can call us at 440-579-2531. Send us an email at studio@sportstalknetwork.com or follow us on Twitter at SportsTalkNet. The Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com starts now.
Hello again, everybody. This is Steve Callis on The Steve Callis Show. It's Thursday, February 9th, 2012. I encourage you to send your emails to studio@sportstalknetwork.com. That's studio@sportstalknetwork.com. Got a lot to do today, as always. We're going to start still with a little NFL news. We'll get to the NBA and the NHL and Duke, North Carolina. Huge game last night in regular season college basketball. But a couple things going on in the NFL. Still, a big question in New York was whether the Jets, after those Santonio Holmes comments and the way he apparently showed up his quarterback a number of times during the season, Mark Sanchez, of course, Santonio Holmes, there was some belief that the Jets might let him go. Of course, they signed him to that huge contract last year, so it didn't really make financial sense. And Holmes, whatever you think of him, is a talented wide receiver, a Super Bowl MVP, et cetera, et cetera. But yesterday, the Jets gave Holmes his $7.5 million bonus, which means, of course, they're going to try and patch things up with Holmes and Sanchez, with Holmes and the rest of the team, because a lot of guys were furious, including, you'll recall, LaDainian Tomlinson, who spoke publicly on the matter. But Santonio Holmes does remain the Jet. These are the dates, and the same thing's coming up on March 8th with Peyton Manning, of course, a different issue. But these are the dates when the guy is supposed to get his huge bonus, Holmes $7.5 million yesterday, which he got. Peyton Manning $28 million on March 8th, which, again, I don't see how, given what the Colts are doing, cleaning house, in the front office, coaching, etc., I don't see how they give it to him, but whatever that date is when you're supposed to get your money, get that big bonus, that's obviously the key day for both you and the franchise. Now, Holmes has kept his mouth shut since the end of the season. Still could be a vital part of a Jets offense. Is a world-class wide receiver, whatever you think of him. But he's now definitely staying with the Jets. I don't think the Jets really had a choice. They're not able to replace him. I just don't think they could get anyone close to as good as he is. When his mind is right and he's healthy, he's an excellent to great player. He's a game breaker. He's a game decider. So I think the Jets had to keep him. Hopefully they'll be able to patch things up between him and Sanchez and between him and the rest of the team, frankly. The Peyton Manning watch is on now. March 8th is the magic date for Manning. And he's done everything he can to force the hand of Jim Irsay. In other words, he's not going to go away quietly. $28 million is $28 million. I think, frankly, Peyton Manning probably deep down wants to go somewhere else where he can win a Super Bowl, because he's not winning a Super Bowl next year with the Indianapolis Colts. Anybody who thinks that's true, anybody who thinks the Colts can win the Super Bowl next year, even with Manning back, even healthy, is in a dream world. The Colts were 2-14 this year, not just because Manning didn't play, although obviously that was the biggest factor, but because their defense was terrible. Now, you can say their defense got worse as the year went on because Peyton Manning wasn't there, but the notion that their defense was as good as they were in years past is preposterous. But Manning has already announced if the Colts don't pay him, he's happy to structure a deal with other teams where he doesn't have to get a lot of money up front. And you know Manning has $90 million left on his deal with the Colts. But the big number is $28 million on March 8th. If he doesn't get that, they'll have to cut him loose. And that'll be a PR nightmare, I think, in Indianapolis. But I think it's going to have to be the intelligent decision for the Colts. The joke is, I think it's also the intelligent decision for Manning. Manning now behind his own brother, 2-1 in Super Bowls. Behind Tom Brady, 3-1 in Super Bowls. Is he the best modern-day quarterback? I don't know. He's the best regular season quarterback ever, whatever that means. He's got 4 MVPs. Nobody else has 4. Brett Favre has 3. But what does regular season MVP mean if you're 500 in the playoffs? Doesn't mean a whole lot. So I think it's actually going to benefit both sides, but both are playing it to the hilt, to the end. Jim Irsay, what a tough decision. Oh, my goodness, I don't know what I'm going to do. Peyton Manning, I'd like to stay in Indianapolis, but if I don't, I'll do A, B, C, and D. It's very interesting because, again, they've emptied out all his, Manning said, you know, they fired my friend, meaning Bill Polian, who had been there forever. The former GM, and then I think he was elevated to like vice president so his son could have the title of GM. They fired Jim Caldwell, the coach. Was it his fault they were 2-14? Maybe it was his fault they weren't, I don't know, 4-12. But really, you can't blame that on a coach or a GM. Polian said he got fired because he didn't have a good backup quarterback. Well, maybe that's true, but if he had a good backup quarterback, what would the Colts have been? 5-11, 6-10. They weren't making the playoffs. I don't know if they were making the playoffs with Peyton Manning. Maybe, because he's that good. But this is turning out, I think, to be a PR nightmare for the Colts. Because I think at the end of the day, they have to let Peyton Manning go. And I'll say another thing, and I'll write this in the next few days. I think it'll be the best thing for Peyton Manning. If he's healthy and wants another Super Bowl to catch his brother, or to have a chance at two to catch Tom Brady, which is unlikely now. He's 36 with three neck surgeries. Maybe he can go somewhere and get one, maybe. But he needs to go somewhere else if he wants to win the Super Bowl. I don't know if it's Miami. I don't know if it's Washington. You know, you'd have to put him on a team like the Ravens, which is not going to happen. Like the Jets, which there's talk in New York, but I don't think is going to happen. But some teams, especially if you're in the AFC East and you're looking at the Patriots again next year, I think the Patriots have a chance to be better next year. How are you going to catch them? How are you going to win a wild card? You know, that's a tough division now. There's no easy games. Patriots, Jets, Dolphins, Buffalo Bills, not a bad team. So a lot's going on in the Peyton Manning sweepstakes. I think it is to some degree a game of chicken, but it strikes me as funny because I think at the end of the day, both parties want the same thing. Unless you tell me Peyton Manning's desire for the money is greater than anything else, I cannot believe at this stage of his career that Peyton Manning wants the money more than he wants the next Super Bowl. Because, again, he's behind his greatest rival, Tom Brady, and he's now behind his little brother, Eli Manning. But the decision Manning is going to have to make, you've heard all this, he should play in the dome, he's always played in the dome. And I'll tell you, after going to the Super Bowl and actually watching that in a dome, I've never been to a game in a dome before, and I have an article about the Super Bowl up at sportstalknetwork.com that you should check out. Kind of a final word on the Super Bowl, but really some of the stuff that was happening during the game if you were in the building. But I think Peyton Manning now, sure he'd like to play in a dome. Sure he'd like to play in a warm weather climate. But I think if his best chance would be to play in a place like Washington, and I'm not saying it is, but if that was his determination or his agent's determination or wherever it is, I think he tries to go there. He's got to win the Super Bowl next year or the year after, because by then he's 38. And that window will close on Peyton Manning as well. I know he wants to play 5 or 6 more years. He can play till he's 42, but I don't know how effective he can be. So Peyton Manning, who was a big story during Super Bowl week, you know, there was a big debate, is he part of the Super Bowl, is he not, is it the biggest story? Well, it had nothing to do with the Super Bowl. But you were in Indianapolis in essentially the building that he built. So, yes, he was a story, separate and apart from the Super Bowl. But what's he going to do now? I think he's going to play it to the hilt. If they give him his $28 million, he'll go back to Indianapolis. And he'll put up incredible numbers again. I don't think he'll win the Super Bowl. He'll put up all-time numbers. But I think secretly he's hoping they let him go if he can find another place. And right now, I don't know where that other place is. He goes on the Miami Dolphins and wins the Super Bowl next year. Or is a Super Bowl contender next year? I don't know. Goes to the Washington Redskins. Now, you know, the joke is, of course, that Washington 4-12, swept the Super Bowl winning Giants. So that's, you know, kind of comical. But that's going to be a nasty division next year as well. You drop Peyton Manning into the NFC East. The Eagles are going to be better. The Cowboys, who knows? The Giants, if they're healthy, they're very good, obviously, if healthy. You know, will the Giants bring back Mario Manningham and Brandon Jacobs and O.C. Umenyora? Well, you'd like to keep those guys together. If you hear that stories coming out of New York that the Giants have to change and they're going to lose some guys, well, in this situation with this team that was healthy for about six games, the Jets and Cowboys during the regular season, then they rolled through the playoffs. That's really the only time of the year they were healthy. Obviously, if you can make the playoffs, that's the time of the year to be healthy. But if you drop Peyton Manning on the Redskins, he's in a very tough division. The Eagles are going to be much better next year. The Giants are Super Bowl champs. The Cowboys are always the Cowboys. They're good, but. So I don't know if that's the place for him. And maybe people will view Washington to be cold weather. Certainly not warm there in December. But again, if Peyton Manning played outdoors in December anywhere this year in the Northeast, it didn't matter. December and January were like October and November this year. For the first time that I can remember, there's been no winter in the Northeast. I mean, it's just been bizarre. But I think Manning's decision at the end of the day is going to be where can he go and win a Super Bowl next year, not 3 years from now. And that's going to be an interesting decision for a number of reasons. A few other things. One legal note. Jerry Sandusky's lawyer, it's interesting, Sandusky and the trial, I think, have really been backburnered, frankly, because of the death of Joe Paterno. If Joe Paterno were still alive, I think there would be more news on the Sandusky trial. But Jerry Sandusky's lawyer filed court papers yesterday that jurors in his client's child sex abuse trial should be chosen from the community where he lives. And he even suggested Sandusky's attorney, Joe Amendola, that a trial delay might be the best way to address the intense publicity generated by the case. This is interesting because the state attorney general's office wants to bring in out-of-county jurors, claiming that the publicity in the Sandusky case has been so pervasive that jurors from other counties will also have been saturated with news coverage. So there's a big argument back and forth. And we'll have to see where that shakes out. But clearly, Sandusky under house arrest, if you're Sandusky's lawyer, you'd like to put everything off. Because once he goes to trial, he has little chance of getting acquitted. And once that happens, he's going to go away for the rest of his life. I think he's 67 years old, Sandusky, so where's he going? One hockey note, we'll get to the NHL later. But apparently, next year, the 2013 Winter Classic, which, of course, is a gigantic spectacle now. I mean, I think there are some people who watch one hockey game a year, and it's not during the Stanley Cup playoffs. It's this game, the Outdoor Classic. Flyers-Rangers in Philadelphia this year, an excellent game. Apparently, in 2013, it's going to be the Detroit Red Wings against the Toronto Maple Leafs. And the University of Michigan is hoping that game will be played at Michigan Stadium. And that would be a bigger venue, obviously, than playing in Joe Louis Arena. I mean, you had 100,000 at a college hockey game at Michigan. Obviously, Michigan, a national power in college hockey, coached by Red Berenson, the former NHL player. He's been there for decades now. So they could probably get 100,000 at a Red Wings Maple Leaf game, which would dwarf all these other games as big as they are down in Philly this past year. So no date yet, but the 2013 Winter Classic, it will probably be announced tomorrow, will be the Toronto Maple Leafs coming to Michigan to play the Detroit Red Wings. Exact location, not clear yet. But Michigan is hoping that the NHL will allow the game to be held at Michigan Stadium, which, again, is a good idea. It's a hockey, you know, Detroit is hockey town. It's not just a pro town. It's a college hockey town as well. And that would be very interesting. They probably would get 100,000 people there. So that'll be the game next year January 2013, maybe the first, maybe the second, whatever day they decide, avoiding football, of course. And that'll be a spectacle next year. It'll break all records for attendance in the history of hockey. This is the Steve Callis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Off the Bench with Josh Scarr and Scotty Bickford, Mondays at 4 p.m. on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
With nearly 30 years of experience in the electrical surplus and distribution business, Supply Line Electric has now taken its business onto the internet with a completely automated website for inventory control and order entry. Specializing in Square D, Eaton Cutler Hammer, Siemens Automation, Banner Engineering, ASCO Valves, Bussmann and Faraz Fuses, and coming very soon are more than 5,000 line items of Allen Bradley. SupplyLineElectric.com, your 24/7 distributor of electrical, motor control, and automation parts. Follow SportsTalkNetwork.com on Twitter at SportsTalkNET.
Oh my God.
Shut the front door.
And now like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/SportsTalkNetwork. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your cities, your teams, your passion.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 120,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy and major car companies filing for bankruptcy, Cover America Auto Care has announced revolutionary, inexpensive mechanical breakdown coverage that is now available to the general public to save consumers thousands on auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for drivers to call who own a vehicle that is less than 10 years old for a free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify. The number is 800-219-6876. Drivers who are covered with this auto protection will not have to pay for a covered repair again. This is the auto coverage now sweeping across America at a fraction of what dealerships charge and is now available to the public by calling today. The number to call is 800-219-6876. 800-219-6876. That's 800-219-6876.
Follow your favorite NFL team all season long on SportsTalkNetwork.com. Team news, injury updates, game previews, and recaps are updated 24/7. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your teams, your city, your passion.
Great job, guys. We just got certified loose slots by the Las Vegas Advisor.
Yeah, but George, we're so tired.
We've been giving out so much money, and look, Jackpot's arm hurts because all the pulls.
Well, guys, don't do it for me. Do it for our guests. Get back out there.
All right?
Hands in.
Palm slots pay less.
Palm slots are certified up to 36.85% looser than the Las Vegas Strip and local jurisdictions by the Las Vegas Advisor.
Get your NFL news when you want it, 24/7, online and on demand. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your cities, your teams, your passion.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring was high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bella Wood prefinished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 877-407-9413 to get your free copy now. 877-407-9413. 877-407-9413.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-509-MYTV. 877-509-MYTV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-509-MYTV. 877-509-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Yeah, we're back on the Steve Callis Show. A lot of NBA action last night. A few interesting games to look at. Miami Heat go up to Orlando to play the Magic. And you would think the Heat are the Heat with the big three. Orlando's kind of been in disarray, but not yesterday. You know, it's the Dwight Howard show. What can you say about this guy? Wants to be traded, but still gives it his all every night. 25 points, 24 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks. Unbelievable. Leads the Magic to a big win for them, a win they desperately needed, I think, over the Heat, 102-89. Howard was the story. Now, when you read the stories or look at the highlights, everyone talks about the fact that Orlando took 42 threes and they made 17. So you know how you figure that out now. That means they scored 51 points. That's 25 or 26 baskets. So if you're shooting 25 or 26 for 42, you're pretty happy. But the game is all about dropping it in, working inside out, dropping it down to Howard. That then frees up a lot of guys. You know, for threes, Redick 3 for 7, Richardson 3 for 8, Q Richardson, that was Jason Richardson, Q Richardson 2 for 3 off the bench from three-point land, Anderson 5 for 11, I mean, overall 17 for 42, 40% from three is very, very good, very good. So yesterday, Orlando, I think, makes a statement. The Jazz had everybody healthy. Wade, 35 minutes, 33 points. LeBron, 39 minutes, 17 points, 10 assists, 6 rebounds. Bosch, 37 minutes, only 5 for 13 from the floor. LeBron, only 5 for 15 from the floor. Bosch, 12 points, 9 rebounds. But again, very little help off the bench. They really are still focused as a big three team. You're waiting to see who's going to do what. Haslam, 2.7 rebounds. Mike Miller, only 3 points. Battier, who you expect a lot from, 8 points in 25 minutes, 2 rebounds, 2 assists. They just don't quite have that backup group, if you will, after the big three. Now, last year, Haslam played well in the playoffs. Miller finally got healthy. I thought Shane Battier would be a huge addition, and he still may be. And Miami is 19-7. So, again, this is basketball, not football. So they're certainly going to make the playoffs. They're certainly going to contend for the top one or two seed. Orlando, will they move Howard? Well, not till the trade deadline. I think they're going to have to move him. But yesterday, I think a huge statement from Dwight Howard and the Orlando Magic. Obviously, they had that terrible streak where they couldn't put the ball in the ocean. But not last night. Anderson leads them with 27. Dwight Howard, 25. Jameer Nelson, 12 points. And Redick off the bench with 11. Orlando hammers the Heat. 102-89. After outscoring them 24-11 in the third quarter to put the game away. Number of other interesting games. The Mavericks go into Denver, and again, the Nuggets are an interesting team, but we've talked about this. Denver's record is much better than the Knicks' record since the Carmelo trade. Denver got a lot of very good NBA players, but I don't know if they're going to be able to win a title, for example. Although the Knicks have their problems, I think you need a Carmelo, a star, to win titles in the NBA, with very few exceptions. Very few exceptions. Kobe and Shaq for 3. Jordan and Pippen for 6. You can go back to the Celtics and Lakers in the 80s into the early 90s. You know the stars they had with Bird and Magic. Mikhail and Kareem. I mean, it was unbelievable. Even Worthy and Parrish, Magic Johnson. I mean, you got to have stars to win championships. Very few teams without stars. I know the Pistons won one, and they had five or six excellent ball players. Maybe no superstars, but excellent ball players. So the Nuggets yesterday at home, Dallas comes in. Dallas has had their problems as well. Again, I don't view them as a championship contender now. No Tyson Chandler, no J.J. Barea, no defense in the middle. But yesterday, Dallas, 105, Denver, 95 in Denver. The Mavericks move up to 15-11 as Denver drops to 15-11. Dirk Nowitzki, what can you say? Got his championship, still doing it at a high level. 25 points, 9 rebounds. Vince Carter had a great game, playing 28 minutes, 7 for 12 from the field, 3 for 7 from 3, 17 points, 5 rebounds, 8 assists. Sean Marion, 13 and 5 rebounds. They've got a good team, but they don't have a championship team. Denver, they've got a good team, but they don't have a championship team. Harrington and Fernandez off the bench both had 17 for Denver. Nene, 16 points, 10 rebounds, a very good player. Lawson, the point guard, 16 points, 10 assists, but not enough. Mavericks, 105. Nuggets, 95. Both teams now 15-11 in the still tough West, and we'll get to the standings a little later. San Antonio, still no Ginobili. They go up to Philly to play the 76ers. Philly's a very good team this year. But not yesterday, the Spurs. You know, it's become the Tony Parker show without Ginobili. Duncan still putting up good numbers, but, you know, kind of a 28, 30, 32-minute player. Still very good. Not Tim Duncan, but still very good. But it's the Tony Parker show yesterday, 12 for 24, 13 for 13 from the line, 37 points, 8 assists, 3 rebounds. Unbelievable player still, Tony Parker. Duncan's Duncan, 16 points, 11 rebounds. Again, not the gigantic numbers of yesterday, but still very solid. Neal off the bench with 18. Diago Splitter, a good player that nobody knows about, 7 of 10 from the field, 15 points. So San Antonio has a good team, not a championship threat without Ginobili. Even when they come back, I think they're just going to be, frankly, too old. I think the window is closed on San Antonio. But again, you never know. Philadelphia, San Antonio moves up to 18-9. Philly drops to 18-8. Doug Collins doing a tremendous job there. Iguodala, 17 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists. Human Jumping Jack, 7 for 12 from the field. Elton Brand still hanging around, playing well, 11 points, 13 rebounds. Super Lou Williams off the bench, 22 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists. Very good player, 3 for 5 from 3. They've got a good team, Philadelphia, but not yesterday. The Spurs go to 18-9 by beating the Philadelphia 76ers in Philly. Good road win, obviously, for the Spurs. San Antonio 100 at Philadelphia 90. Few other interesting games. The Clippers go to Cleveland, where you wouldn't expect them to have a whole lot of trouble. Kyrie Irving out in his rookie year with a concussion. Obviously something that's more carefully looked at and tested now than ever before, and that's the way it should be. But Irving out with a concussion after 23 games. Nevertheless, the Cleveland Cavaliers find a way to beat the Clippers. Cleveland 99. Clippers 92 in Cleveland. And Ramon Sessions, subbing for Kyrie Irving, goes 9 for 16, 24 points, 13 assists. He's a very good player, Sessions. I've watched the Cavaliers a lot the last couple of years since LeBron left, frankly. And they have some talent. Not quite good enough. I mean, the win brings them to 10 and 14. But in the East, you can go near 500 and be in the playoff hunt. That's how it is. Antoine Jameson, a good player still, 27 points, 8 rebounds for Cleveland. Sessions with 24, as we said. Daniel Gibson, 6 for 11, 2 for 4 from 3, 17 points, 3 rebounds. And Anderson Varejão, who should be an all-star, 15 points, 11 rebounds, 3 assists. So the Cavaliers have a nice team. Again, another team without a superstar. but they do have a decent team. For the Clippers, Blake Griffin, 25 points, 15 rebounds. What can you say? He did foul out of the game, but 25 and 15 in 37 minutes. Paul, 16 points, 12 assists. 21 for Caron Butler, 8 for 15 from the floor. They've got a very good team, the Clippers, but not yesterday as they lose to the now 10-14 Cleveland Cavaliers. Cavaliers 99, Clippers 92. Rockets going to Portland to play the Trailblazers. Portland, I think, a very good team, but the Rockets beat them in Portland last night, 103-96. Chase Budinger with 22 points off the bench for the Rockets. Lowry, 12 points, 5 assists. Their point guard, Luis Scola, 12 points. I mean, it's amazing to me they won this game, but they did. It was all about their bench. Budinger with 22, Lee with 16 off the bench, Patterson with 11, Dragic with 10. They've got a better-than-I-thought team, and they did this with Kevin Martin only playing 15 minutes and scoring 4 points. That's a good sign for Houston. They move to 15 and 11. Portland drops to 14 and 10. Wallace leads them with 20 points and 9 rebounds. LaMarcus Aldridge, after going for 39 the other night, only scores 13 points, 5 rebounds in 39 minutes. Felton, their point guard, 9.6 assists. Marcus Camby, no points. That's a problem. Jamal Crawford, one of the best 6 men in the league, with 21 off the bench. But the Rockets, 103. The Trailblazers, 96. One other interesting game, Indiana Pacers come in to play the Hawks. Very similar records. And the Hawks come away with a 97-87 win. The Hawks now 17-9. The Pacers 17-8. Smith with 28 points. Joe Johnson with 20. Kirk Heinrich with 17 off the bench. Johnson also 8 assists to go along and 6 rebounds with that 20 points. An excellent all-around player, obviously. Tracy McGrady, 4 for 6 from the floor, 4 for 4 from the line, 13 points off the bench for Atlanta. Indiana, Granger with 21. West with 15. Hibbert with 10 points, 13 rebounds. Tyler Hansbrough off the bench, 15 points, 3 rebounds. Not enough. Atlanta, 97. Indiana, 87. A few other games quickly. Delfino scores 25 as the Bucks beat the Raptors, 105-99. Bucks now 11-14. Raptors, 8-19. Pistons beat the Nets, 99-92. Monroe leads the Pistons with 20 points and 12 rebounds. Darren Williams, 34 for the Nets and 7 assists. Humphries with 16 rebounds, but you know, the future of the Nets is really they're moving to Brooklyn, but if they don't get Dwight Howard, Darren Williams isn't going to stay. If they show up in Brooklyn with Dwight Howard and Darren Williams, that's going to be scary. But if they don't get Howard or some other superstar, you know, Williams is frankly probably going to leave. And then the Nets will be a moribund franchise. They're 8-19 this year. Pistons 7-20. Bulls bury the Hornets 90-67, the lowest number of points the Hornets have ever scored. Boozer has 18 for the Bulls. Noah with 10 rebounds. Derrick Rose in limited action, coming back from those back spasms, led the team with 6 assists. A couple of other games. The Knicks beat the Wizards in Washington, 107-93. Knicks moved to 11-15. Wizards move dropped to 5-21. Of course, this Jeremy Lin has lit up New York. If you get a chance to see him play, you like him. Very exciting, very fast. As I said before, NBA quickness, obviously. I didn't think he'd be this good, but I saw him play at Harvard a couple of times. He had 23 and 10 assists last night. Tyson Chandler, 25 and 11 rebounds. I understand it's the Wizards, but the Knicks win without Amari Stoudemire, without Carmelo Anthony. It's going to be interesting when they come back to see how they meld with this new point guard who's taken New York by storm. He's a very good player, very humble kid, very smart kid, obviously, went to Harvard. Knicks beat the Wizards 107-93. the Timberwolves without Kevin Love, who's going to now has served his two-game suspension, lose to the Grizzlies in Memphis. Grizzlies 85, Timberwolves 80. Both teams now 13-13. Rudy Gay with 19 points leads the Grizzlies. J.J. Barea, why he went to Minnesota, I really don't know. 17 points for the Timberwolves. But both of those teams are now at 500. Timberwolves get back Kevin Love for their next game. No word on when Zach Randolph is coming back for the Grizzlies. Obviously, both teams need their star player. That's your NBA wrap-up. We'll get to college basketball and the NHL after these messages. This is the Steve Kallis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Blue Zoo Radio with Frank Reese. Sunday nights at 8 p.m. only on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring was high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 877-407-9413 to get your free copy now. 877-407-9413. 877-407-9413.
SportsTalkNetwork.com is now mobile. Watch or listen to your favorite Sports Talk Network program live or on demand with the new STN web app. The STN web app works on all smartphones, including iPhones, Android, and BlackBerry. Go to m.sportstalknetwork.com on your phone's web browser and bookmark the app. No downloads and no fees. Fresh audio, video shows, sports news, and more content delivered to your phone whenever you want. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your cities, your teams, your passion. And now on your phone. With nearly 30 years of experience in the electrical surplus and distribution business, Supply Line Electric has now taken its business onto the internet with a completely automated website for inventory control and order entry. Specializing in motor starters, contactors, coils, contact kits, push buttons, pilot lights, photo and proximity sensors, and many more items, including obsolete and hard to find parts. Visit us today at supplylineelectric.com. And don't forget that all orders ship the same business day. SupplyLineElectric.com, your 24/7 distributor of electrical, motor control, and automation parts. Follow SportsTalkNetwork.com on Twitter at SportsTalkNET.
Oh my God.
Shut the front door.
And now like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/SportsTalkNetwork. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your cities, your teams, your passion.
Great job, guys. We just got certified loose slots by Las Vegas Advisor.
Yeah, but George, we're so tired.
We've been giving out so much money, and look, Jackpot's arm hurts because of all the pulls.
Well, guys, don't do it for me. Do it for our guests. Get back out there.
All right.
All right? Hands in.
Palm slots pay lots.
Palm slots are certified up to 36.85% looser than the Las Vegas Strip and local jurisdictions by the Las Vegas Advisor.
SportsTalkNetwork.com, the internet broadcast giant for sports talk and entertainment programming, now features market-specific sports sites in over one dozen cities, including New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, Cleveland, and Canada. And we're not done yet. More markets launching soon. Your cities, your teams, your passion. We are SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-509-MYTV. 877-509-MYTV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-509-MYTV. 877-509-MYTV.
Get your college sports news when you want it, 24/7 online and on demand. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your cities, your teams, your passion. Welcome back to the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Yeah, we're back on the Steve Callis Show. Want to go briefly to the NBA standings in the East if the playoffs started today. And I know we don't like to do that, but just generally record-wise, the Bulls at 22-6, Miami 19-7, Philly 18-8, Indiana 17-8. Those are your top four teams. Right now, after that, Atlanta, Orlando, Boston, Milwaukee. Again, we talked about a team being sub 500 and making the playoffs in the East. Well, Milwaukee right now is the number 8 seed. They're 11-14. So the Knicks at 11-15 and the Cavaliers, who we were talking about before, at 10-14, they're just not out of it in the East. That's just the way it is. Obviously, down at the bottom, teams like the Pistons at 7-20 and Washington at 5-21 and Charlotte, the worst team in basketball, at 3-22. Paul Silas's famous quote, you know, you need talent to win in this league and we don't have any. Obviously, at 3-22, Charlotte, the worst team, along with New Orleans in the West at 4-22, the two worst teams in basketball. In the West, however, as always, it's been like this for a long time, deeper. I won't say it's better, but certainly deeper, more good teams. Oklahoma City with the best record in the West. They're 20-5. Back to San Antonio, 18-9. The Clippers at 15-8, despite their loss last night. The Rockets at 15-11. Those are the top four right now, but that's only because the Rockets have a tiebreaker over Dallas and Denver, both of whom are 15-11. The Lakers, believe it or not, right now the seventh seed, 14-11. They come to the Garden on Friday. That should be interesting. Utah right now, the eighth seed, surprising to me. I didn't think they were that good, but they're 13-11. And then you even have Portland out of the playoffs right now, at two games over 500. Again, it's always been deeper for the last 10, 15 years in the West. And you have teams like Memphis without Zach Randolph and Minnesota the last two games without Kevin Love, both at 500. So you literally only have four teams in the West that are under 500, whereas in the East, you got a team as the eighth seed right now that's 11-14, and you have eight teams under 500. There's always been that imbalance, or at least for a very long time. But I don't think it's in balance like it was during the Shaq and Kobe days in the West, the Duncan days in the West, going back to David Robinson. The three or four best teams in the league used to be in the West. That's not true anymore. Of course, Miami is as good as anyone. The Bulls are as good as anyone. So you do have those two teams. I think Boston is fading. Orlando's confused, I think, because of the Dwight Howard situation, although obviously they hammered Miami last night. Whereas in the West, you still got an up-and-coming Oklahoma City team that a lot of people think are going to win the West and win the NBA. You have now an exciting Clippers team, of course, with Blake Griffin and Chris Paul. You have the old-timer San Antonio trying to hang on until Ginobili gets healthy. And we'll see if the Mavericks are going to make a run or the Lakers are going to make a run. I don't think teams like Houston or Denver or Utah are good enough to make a run to the NBA championship. But those are your standings as of today. Very interesting stuff. A lot of good teams, a lot of good games going on, a lot of things to watch. I'll be interested. Kobe comes to the Garden for his only appearance. You know, he usually tries to light up the Knicks for 40 or more in the Garden. It'll be interesting to see how Jeremy Lin plays against the Lakers. And, of course, I don't know if either Stoudemire or Carmelo is going to be back. But the Knicks are 3-0 with Lin playing a major factor. And, of course, they won last night against lowly Washington without Amari Stoudemire, who's still at his tending to his family down in Florida after the death of his older brother. And Carmelo, who's got that groin injury, who, you know, you got to give that injury extra time or else he comes back and hurts it again, then he's out a month. few basketball games. Obviously, the big one last night, number 9 Duke goes to Chapel Hill to play number 5 North Carolina, and North Carolina was in complete command virtually the entire game. Carolina had a 13-point lead in the second half. They were actually up 10 with 2.5 minutes left. But Duke stormed back. They hung around. And then what happened late was very bizarre. Duke took a 3. Tyler Zeller of North Carolina jumped up, looked to me like he got pushed from behind, but he tried to deflect the ball and actually tipped it into his own basket. The rule is that's only a 2, even though the shot was a 3. So Duke cuts the lead to 1. They foul Tyler Zeller, who goes to the line. He makes the first, but he misses the second. So Duke has the last possession down 2. Rivers brings the ball across the midcourt on the left side. They set a pick for him at the top of the key. He comes off the pick, Austin Rivers, Doc Rivers' kid, 19-year-old freshman. And now Tyler Zeller switches on the pick, big 7-foot Tyler Zeller. And he's guarding Rivers, but for some reason he doesn't come out to the 3-point line. I mean, maybe he thought, well, we're only down 2. I don't want him to beat me off the dribble and tie up the game. But what happened, of course, was worse. Rivers pulls up with about 2.5 seconds to go. Zeller gets out late. Rivers above the 3-point line. Zeller below the 3-point line. Even though he's 7 feet tall, he doesn't get there. And Austin Rivers buries a 3 as the buzzer goes off. Duke with an astounding comeback, 85. North Carolina with an astounding collapse, 84. You know, already being called one of the great games ever between Duke and North Carolina. Duke has a 13-2 run in the final 2 minutes and 10 seconds to win the game by 1. A big collapse for North Carolina. Roy Williams very upset after the game, as he should be. Austin Rivers finishes with a game-high 29. It's the most ever that a Duke freshman has scored against North Carolina. Again, when you go back to the early 70s and before, freshmen couldn't even play on the varsity. Don't forget that, because that's important if you're looking at everything in context. But Rivers hit 6 three-pointers, including the game winner, finishes with a game-high 29. Seth Curry had 15 for Duke. Ryan Kelly, a very good player, had 15 for Duke. Harrison Barnes had an excellent game for North Carolina, 28 points. Tyler Zeller, 23 points, 11 rebounds. But again, he was criticized on ESPN for not getting his hands up. But frankly, I think he should have jumped out above the 3-point line under the theory that the only way you can lose the game is if Rivers hits a 3. Again, there's 2 seconds left in the game. There wasn't going to be a rebound. So he should have come out. If Rivers somehow goes by Zeller, a possibility, and still gets the shot off in time, a possibility but not definite, if he doesn't get the shot off in time, the game's over. If he does get the shot off in time, what's the worst that can happen? Well, the worst that can happen is overtime. Again, nobody really knows how to play the 3-point line a lot of times at the ends of these games that are 3-point leads or 2-point leads. Here's another example. If Zeller jumps above the 3-point line, Rivers can't even shoot that 3. And again, if he dribbles around Zeller, that's not the end of the world for North Carolina. If he hits a 2, it's overtime. If he misses a 2, North Carolina wins. So what do you want? You want a chance to lose the game? Or do you want a chance where, at worst, you're going to go to overtime? So again, I thought the criticism of Zeller should have been that he didn't immediately jump over the 3-point line to defend the 3. I'll say it again. Why would you possibly want to not defend the 3? If he beats you off the dribble, the best he can do is force overtime. If he misses the shot, the game's over. If a guy jumps out after he beat Zeller to help, and Rivers passes the ball, the game's over. That's how close it was to the end of the game. Again, the buzzer went on after the ball left Rivers' hand and before it went into the basket. Excuse me, a big win for Duke. A devastating loss, I thought, for Carolina. Duke 85, North Carolina 84. Carolina will drop down from 5. Duke will move up from 9 or 10, depending on which poll you're looking at. The other exciting game yesterday, Syracuse at Georgetown. up in the Carrier Dome, 28,000 people there. Georgetown, number 12. Syracuse, number 2. But Syracuse comes away with the victory after Chris Joseph scores a career-high 29 points for Syracuse. Hit a three from deep in the corner with 28 seconds left to give Syracuse a 64-61 overtime victory. Syracuse now 24-1, 11-1 in the Big East. Georgetown, number 12, John Thompson III, a very good coach. Georgetown, a good team, 18-5, 8-3 in the Big East. Now, this, unfortunately, is one of the final games in the history of this great rivalry. As you know, Syracuse is going to the ACC probably after next season, so there's still the rest of this year and next year. But this has always been a major Georgetown-Syracuse for decades now, a top rivalry in the Big East and, frankly, in the country. You know, you can go back to the mid-'80s with Patrick Ewing for Georgetown. But yesterday, number 2 Syracuse escapes at home. They only shot 29% in the first half. But Chris Joseph was 6-for-11 from 3, 29 points overall. The game was also very important, although Jim Boeheim just poo-pooed it, and that's his way, and good for him. But Boeheim gets his 880th Division I victory. He surpasses Dean Smith, obviously the former coach of North Carolina, who had 879 and now is in fourth. Bobby Knight is next on the list, number 2 at 902. Boeheim will catch him next year. And, of course, Coach K, still down at Duke with that big win yesterday at North Carolina, still adding to his career numbers. He's at 920. And it's funny because when you have the guys who are still active, you know Knight has 902. You know Dean Smith has 879. You know Adolph Rupp has 876. That's your top five. He's fifth now. But Boeheim's is fluid and moving at 880. Coach K's fluid and moving at 920. He probably wants to get to 1,000, and that'll take him probably another 3 years after this year, but he'll probably get there. But yesterday, a big win for Syracuse, 24-1 now, 64. Georgetown, 61 in overtime. Chris Joseph, the star of the game, with 29 points. A few other college games quickly. Number 10, Kansas goes down to Baylor and beats Baylor. Kansas, 68. Baylor, 54. Jeff Withey off the bench, 25, a career high for Kansas. Thomas Robinson, a superstar, 15 points, 11 rebounds. Kansas beats Baylor, 68-54. Just a few other games to mention. Number 11, Michigan State beats Penn State, 77-57. Number 15, Florida State loses to Boston College in Boston, 64-60. Number 19, Virginia buries Wake Forest. Virginia at home, 68-44. And number 22, Michigan hammers Nebraska in Nebraska. Michigan, 62. Nebraska, 46. That's your top 25 NCAA wrap-up. A few NHL games to look at quickly. The Bruins go up to Buffalo, or I should say over to Buffalo to play the Sabres in Buffalo. And the Sabres hammer the Bruins 6-0. Bruins, the defending Stanley Cup champions. Ryan Miller for Buffalo gets the shutout. Jason Pominville had 2 goals for Buffalo, his 18th and 19th of the year. Drew Stafford scores his 9th. Tim Thomas has a bad day. Buffalo 6, Boston nothing. Ryan Miller gets the shutout. Edmonton goes to Detroit to play the Red Wings. The Red Wings now very hot, have more points than anybody in hockey. Detroit 4, Edmonton 2. Sam Gagne, who scores goals in bunches, you recall he had 4 goals and 4 assists last week for Edmonton, scores both of Edmonton's goals yesterday, his 12th and 13th of the year. Of course, not enough. Johan Franzen scores his 21st for Detroit. Zetterberg, still an excellent player, gets his 10th for Detroit. And Drew Miller scores his 11th for Detroit as the Red Wings knock off Edmonton 4-2 in Hockey Town. Out in California, the Anaheim Ducks beat the Carolina Hurricanes 3-2 in overtime. Corey Perry gets the winning goal in overtime, his 23rd of the year. Saku Koivu scores his 10th of the year for Anaheim. Tuomo Ruutu scores his 17th for Carolina, and Eric Staal has his 13th for Carolina. Anaheim 3, Carolina 2 in overtime on a Corey Perry goal. One other game in the NHL yesterday, Calgary goes down to San Jose to play the Sharks. Calgary 4, San Jose 3. Olli Jokinen scores the winning goal in the third period, his third of the game. He gets a hat trick, his 14th, 15th, and 16th goals of the year. Jerome McGinley has the other goal for Calgary, his 21st, and Jokinen gets an assist. So Olli Jokinen, 3 goals and an assist in a Calgary 4-3 win. Logan Couture scores his 23rd for San Jose. Joe Pavelski is 20th, both assisted by Joe Thornton. Michael Hanzus has his 6th of the year for San Jose, but it's not enough. Calgary 4, San Jose 3. On TV tonight, a lot of games tonight. NBA, a TNT doubleheader, and a good one. Lakers up to Boston to play the Celtics. That's 8 o'clock Eastern. Then Oklahoma City out at Sacramento to play the Kings at 10:30. That's a TNT doubleheader those times Eastern. In hockey, the NHL Network, Maple Leafs at the Flyers, 7 o'clock Eastern. And then if you get the MSG group of networks, 3 hockey games tonight on MSG, all at 7 p.m. Eastern. Tampa Bay at the Garden to play the Rangers. Montreal out on the island to play the Islanders. St. Louis out in New Jersey to play the Devils. 3 local hockey teams in New York, all 3 at home. I think that's idiotic myself, but that's how the schedule maker made it. All 3 of those games start at 7 o'clock on the MSG group of networks, 7 Eastern. And then, as we said, Maple Leafs at Flyers, also 7 Eastern on the NHL network. Lots of college basketball, and you'll be seeing a lot of college basketball now for the next month. You know, we move towards March Madness. But tonight, all these times Eastern, 7 o'clock Eastern, 3 games, Wisconsin at Minnesota on ESPN, Mississippi at Mississippi State on ESPN2, and North Carolina State at Georgia Tech on ESPNU. 3 more games at 9 o'clock immediately following, all times Eastern, Colorado at Arizona on ESPN, Virginia Tech at Miami on ESPN2, and Iowa at Northwestern on ESPNU. And then 3 more games at 11 p.m. Eastern tonight. St. Mary's, a nice team you want to watch, and they're going to be the threat to Murray State's undefeated season in another week or so. St. Mary's at Gonzaga, 11 o'clock Eastern, ESPN2, obviously 8 o'clock out in Gonzaga. Santa Clara at San Francisco, 11 p.m. Eastern on ESPNU. And Washington at Oregon, 11 o'clock Eastern, that's MSG+. That's your TV for tonight. This is the Steve Kallis Show. We're at Sports Talk Network. .com